I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, we'll take a look at music artist Tech Supreme and his work producing music in the Gateway City. But first, our arts and culture reporter, Nancy Fowler. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Black History Month begins on Sunday, and I'm interested in how that's being celebrated by way of performing and visual arts.
Well, Steve, there are many different events lined up, and they actually start before February.
They do.
Actually, they do. Beginning tonight and over the weekend, three events just offhand. A play at the Missouri History Museum that pays tribute to unsung voices of St. Louisans through the years. There's an art show opening this weekend at Christ Church Cathedral. Presents the work of Kababi Bayok, whom you might have heard of.
365 Days of Dead.
He's the very one. And also, another artist he's paired with was born 60 years before him, so they have very different perspectives in their work.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, Black History Month has been celebrated nationally, I guess, for almost 40 years. Did you talk to people any about the history of the whole thing?
I did, actually. There's sort of a thought going around that, why limit it to February? And conversely, if art is going on during the month of February, does that make it Black History art? Does that make it part of Black History? Or is it just art about the Black community that happens to be going on in February? And there are many different thoughts about that. And people I talk to who have events, art shows and plays, mostly said, you know what, if it occurs during Black History Month, let's just say it occurs during Black History Month and maybe fold it into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening at the Missouri History Museum? They're having a festival of some sort.
The Missouri History Museum is offering three full days, and this is February 6th through 8th, of free documentaries with African and African-American themes. And it's part of the Africa World Documentary Film Festival, which travels around the country. And it's just here this year, February 6th through 8th. And, you know, it includes, you know, several films. One of them is called Deeper Than Black, about a young man who his parents are from Ghana and he was born in the U.S. And he struggles. How does he identify? Is something he struggles with.
And the Missouri Ballet is doing something too?
Yes, they have a new work called Breaking Boundaries, which tells the stories of the Black struggle through dance and movement, and that is happening this weekend.
There's something going on at the 10th Street Art Gallery.
Yes, 10th Street Art Gallery is showing Shades of Victory and Triumph, an exhibition that actually began in January and continues through February Black History Month.
Well, the Black Rep must be doing something, that's my guess.
Yes, they are. They are presenting a play called Stick Fly, and it's actually a comedy, and it takes place among a wealthy family in Martha's Vineyard.
What about Story? Is it Stickers?
Story Stitchers. Stitchers is a group of teen artists, and they have a presentation. They have two presentations this month at the Kranzberg.
Now, Tavis Smiley, we know him from radio and TV and
absolutely
print, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And he will be making an appearance at the St. Louis County Lindbergh Branch Library.
And what else has caught your attention this month for Black History Month?
There are just, you know, a number of events going on. We've just barely touched on them. The ones that we've talked about will be on our website, stlpublicradio.org.
One new thing that I'd like you to tell me about is our new arts and culture podcast here at St. Louis Public Radio.
Yes, it's called Cut and Paste, and Willis Arnold and I interview artists and people in the arts, and we ask them to tell us stories, you know, not just about their work, but about their lives, and, you know, we laugh a lot, and we have a lot of fun.
So has that already begun, and can you give me an example of what you've done so far?
Yes, our very first podcast debuted yesterday, and it features artist Leslie Lasky, who's 94 years old and still a prolific artist, and his partner, Frank Schwager. And we find out what makes them tick and what inspires them.
And we can read more about your coverage and Willis's coverage, too, on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Nancy Fowler is our arts and culture reporter. Thank you, Nancy, and have a great February.
Thank you, Steve.